This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Boyd and Dee Dee Smith join me live in studio. They are with Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan. And Dee Dee, you made some news recently. You've been all over WINA and the Daily Progress and all the local websites regarding rate hike increases for water. What's this about?
Yes, and thanks, Coy, for having us on. Basically, yes, I was quoted in the paper today, and I was at City Council last night. And, you know, basically...
The paper said you decried.
I decried.
I love that. I love that verb.
I know. Isn't that great? Basically, what the issue was is that rates are going up, but they're not going up that much. That's not really the issue. The issue is that they're going up again because demand is going down. How many years, Coy, do we need to hear about rates going up because demand is going down before people realize that, wow, our demand, our water use really is going down.
Now, this is the wholesale rate that the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority...
No. In fact, this is the rate that the city charges its customers.
Okay, so it's the retail rate.
It is. And there are reasons for the rate hike, but what you have to realize is it is a relatively modest hike, 2-something% and for water and 3-something% for wastewater, partly because they're subsidizing it. The city is putting $500,000 into the pot so that the rates don't go higher.
Yeah.
But the bigger story here is that in a couple months, the city is going to have to make a decision about spending a lot more money to increase our water storage in this area.
Ooh,
at the same time, it's RWSA, but the city's going to have to buy into this at a time when, in fact, water use is going down. So again, we get the real story here is water use is really going down, even as population goes up.
Yeah, Richard.
Well, we had a demand analysis that was published in 2004, but it considered no data after 2001. That's 10 years ago.
The 2004 demand analysis, which is the study that says this is how much water you need as a community,
right,
was published in 2004, but was based on no data after 2001, and here we are in 2010.
Exactly.
So the numbers we're going on are at least 10 years old.
They're 10 years old, and they came from a different era. I mean, back then, things were entirely different. Today, people are hurting. The community's hurting. The schools are hurting. The cities are hurting. The country's hurting, and other countries are going into default. I mean, it's a very tenuous time, yet we're asking our elected officials to make legitimate decisions based upon information that was literally wrong 10 years ago and hasn't been updated.
Now, let me ask you, we're talking with Dee Dee Smith and Richard Lloyd. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. Join this conversation this afternoon. Let me ask you first, before we get into the demand analysis, the raising rates for water, Richard, it just seems to violate what we understand about the free market. That demand is going down, and yet the government wants to charge more, even though demand is going down.
Well,
I don't understand.
Like
I just don't understand this.
In so many cases today, debt is the issue, and when you have debt, when the demand goes down, the debt doesn't go down. You still have to pay it. So you're selling less. You have to charge more.
Yeah. So that's the position of the government entity that is selling the water to
and
those who are not on wells. Yeah.
And they want to take on much more debt, even in the face of demand going down. Now, it's interesting because the demand is going down based upon the demand, the demand study was done on data through 2001. The forecast of demand has never been right since. If you do a statistical correlation analysis, the best outcome you can have is 1-0. That means that you are forecasting exactly what the demand becomes. If you get a correlation of 0.8 statistically, then you're getting useful data. It's not entirely correct, but it's useful. The correlation of our data is negative 0.8, which means it is total garbage.
Which means the report we got about in 2004 about what your water needs would be in the future— we've
wrong.
Seen since 2004 that it's completely way off.
Way and statistically
since 2001,
garbage.
How much did we pay for that study?
I know, exactly.
Well, we paid for it 10 years ago. I mean, things were entirely different then.
Yeah.
And things we did back then are now paying off. Some of our conservation efforts back then are paying off.
Yeah, I mean, think
now.
How many low-flow toilets and shower heads there are in homes and at the university
golf courses
that weren't there back when they were doing the study.
And exactly. Car washes. I mean, the car washes by statute are now off of the system. They use recycled water now.
So the bottom line here is that in order to pay off their fixed operating costs, which include the payment on their debt, they need to sell water. And they're not selling enough water at this point to match their fixed operating costs, so the rates are going up.
So the rates are going up even though demand is going down because they have a bill to pay, and their solution is to raise rates and go into even greater debt.
Well, this is the big conservation. This is the big
this
the
is when my
question.
Head starts. As Dick Mountjoy used to say, this is when my head starts to hurt.
And there are people in this community who will literally tell you, we are, quote, afraid to do a new demand analysis. Because then they don't get their wishes for a new dam. Yeah. And they go into the city, the supervisors, and say that we were afraid, we don't need a new demand analysis. They said, don't do the dredging study. Don't do the raising of the dam study at Ragged Mountain. We don't want any new information. And they try to squash it.
Yeah.
We turn around and we say to our elected officials, make good decisions based upon crap information. Excuse my language.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And the whole point, again, of the demand analysis that they're using, which is wrong, is that they anticipated that as water use went up, and now we're about 30% below what they anticipated where we would be, but as water use went up, they would sell more water. Therefore, they could pay off this big, huge project to produce all of this stored water. That's not happening. So what will
they're selling less water.
They're selling less water than they
did. So the water that they do sell, they have to sell for a whole lot more money.
Exactly. But what's going to happen if they take on, if they approve this project that's going to cost $200 million, if they take on $200 million of debt, how are they going to pay it off?
Now, Dee Dee, you don't know that because this capital improvement program done in 2004 forecasted the dam at how many dollars?
$37 million.
And we know that it's at least double or triple that, but we don't really know that because the CIP has not been updated.
So and $200 million could be conservative.
It could be more.
Yeah.
But we're asking our elected officials to say, well, the CIP is years and years out of date, and we know that it's wrong, but we're going to base our decisions on this information. It's ludicrous.
We're talking with Richard Lloyd and Dee Dee Smith. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. Let's bring the listeners in on this conversation at 977-1070. It does seem, whether you're on the right or the left, everybody wants a government you can look to and say, okay, I'm satisfied with that. I like what you're doing or not doing. That we all agree on that. We don't want to look at something and say, oh, I hate that. We want to get to a place where we can be proud of it, that it's doing something that we like to do. And Richard, I think you hit the nail on the head. The people that serve in government and serve our community and put themselves out there in positions of leadership, they're just like us. I mean, they're not special human beings. They need the best and latest information they can to make these really important decisions. And we are denying that to them in this regard, are we not?
They deserve it. They are doing a really hard job, as evidenced by the recent budget studies. This is a really hard thing for them to deal with in a very difficult time. The people they represent are hurting, and yet they're asking for more money. They didn't ask for more money, thank God.
Yeah. Well, that said, and City Council has really been very strong in this arena. I'm proud of City Council. They have demanded, so to speak, a new demand analysis.
Now, tell me about that. Tell me about it, because that is incredibly significant, and it's probably one of the biggest stories so far this year, and it's not talked about enough.
Right, and this happened at the last Ravana Water and Sewer Authority meetings. Excuse me, so about a month ago, Dave Norris led the effort to get at least some new look at the old demand analysis. He didn't get everything he wanted, which would be a brand new, fully comprehensive demand analysis. But he did get Ravana Water and Sewer Authority Board to agree to look at the 10 years since, you know, the 10 years of data that since 2001 to incorporate that into revisiting the demand analysis, as well as developments in conservation, which are not factored in to the current demand analysis. And the third factor would be any new developments. And this would include on both sides. It includes the fact that Biscuit Run will no longer be a huge new development. It also includes a push by the Board of Supervisors to bring in more, you know, industry.
So the demand analysis in 2004, which was based on no data after 2001, and has proven to be not just wrong, but really wrong. We were totally sold a bill of goods in that study. Dave Norris has led the fight to say, we got to, at the very least, we should reexamine this study if we are basing such a huge amount of new spending on that flawed study. Is that
exactly
right?
Democrat or Republican, Dave Norris, you should have a lot of regard for him because he has stood against the wind on this. And I think Rodney Thomas on the supervisors is standing against the wind. There are people running around spreading rumors. They're self-professed experts. There are people, you know, at cocktail parties at Christmas from Snobble, who has done no studies of the Ragged Mountain Dam, saying it's no damn good. I mean, it's just a real push by a small group, a handful of very vocal people who are self-professed experts saying the dam's no good. Dave Norris said, let's go study it. Let's find out. Let's get a true, professional, objective opinion. And then we'll have some good data to base our decisions on.
The fiscally conservative thing to do here, and it's the Democrats are doing that. I mean, they're leading the way in doing this in the city. They're being fiscally conservative and saying, wait a minute, before we as the government entity rush forward and spend, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars on this, let's be absolutely sure we need to do this.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is the other implication of our demand, our water use going down, is this monstrous project that called the Community Water Plan is based on the assumption that our water use will go up. I mean, we won't need it if our water use does not go up, and we certainly won't need it to the size that it is designed if, in fact, our water use continues to even stay stable or even rise some.
Yeah, yeah. You know. We're getting a water update from Richard Lloyd and Dee Dee Smith. They are with Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan, online at sevawater.info. And one of your compatriots joins us on the program. Betty, you go right ahead.
Yes, well, I just want to say, Coy, and thank you for having this show, that anyone in the public listening whose elected official will not go along with looking at how much water we need now, given the new data, better be very suspicious of that individual, because they will be trying to prevent information that we need from coming forward. And in 2011, in only 1 year, the state requires that we do a comprehensive demand analysis. We need a state-approved water plan. We do not have one. And we have to do all this analysis for that plan. So why is Ravana fighting now, spending the money that they've got to spend anyways, and to get that information now? So that's a point I'd like to make.
Yeah, Betty, thank you for joining the program. We got a line open at 977-1070 for you. Join this conversation. Won't you share your thoughts? Are you on a well? Are you paying water? What are your thoughts? This conversation's been going on in this community for quite some time. Tell me, one of you, about the pushback by the board, by Tom Frederick and his team, because that's what we've consistently seen when folks have said, well, no, wait a minute, do we need to rush forward and do this? Do we need to spend all this money? There's been real pushback. Yes, we absolutely do.
Well, Tom Frederick is not the chairman of the board. It's Mike Gaffney is the chairman of the board. Tom Frederick is a hired executive director.
Thank you.
Of
that's an excellent point. Yeah, he's staff. Yeah, you're right.
And we hear a lot from Tom. Of course, he's directed as to what his endeavors are to be by the board. But we hear very little from Mike Gaffney.
But Corey, to answer your question too, is there has been not only a push to build this, no matter what it's going to cost, no matter what the implication is, no matter whether we need it or not. And any effort we've seen it from city council, to get more information has been resisted because it will threaten the plan. If in fact we get a decent demand analysis, and Betty is right, that just in a year, we're going to have to do that. Ravana is going to be forced, basically, by the state to do an even more...
Wait a minute. That's a key point.
Yeah, it is a key point.
In a year, the state requires Ravana Water and Sewer Authority to do a new updated demand analysis?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
By law.
It's not only do they have have to do a new demand
analysis. So then why
would they,
when Dave Norris came before him just a few weeks ago and said, let's do a new demand analysis, which the state by next year says we have to do, why would there be any pushback at all and say, no, we want to keep this old crappy one we know is no good?
Yeah. Well, basically the excuse was that, oh, well, we're already doing all these studies. We just really don't have time to do another, to manage another study. I mean, it is ridiculous why they would not approve.
What are they going to say next year when the state says you're required to do this? Oh, no, we're doing other things. We don't have time to do that.
They will do it, but they're hoping that they already have their dam being built, because at that point, they can't take it back.
We're talking with Dede Smith and Richard Lloyd, an update on the water supply plan. Richard?
Well, the pushback, I think Dede has done an excellent job on her website, or our website, I guess. She's the keeper of the website, in the red herring report. And you can go through hundreds of red herrings. One of the red herrings is that the dam is, the current dam is cyclopean and is not properly moored to the foundation. Yet they leave out the fact, in fact, Charlottesville Tomorrow had an exhibit showing the old 1913 pictures of the cyclopean dam. You can't find it anymore, Coy. It's been replaced. It's now a earthen dam with a cyclopean face. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. You could push against that dam 10 times over. You've got to move the earthen dam behind it to make it slide on its foundations.
Yeah.
Yet they throw this red herring out like it's an imminent catastrophe waiting to happen.
One of the things I really like about this story, and that I've enjoyed talking about it now for years, is that there's so many stories in politics that really divide people. But this is one story where the far right and the far left sort of meet back around at the edge, at the end of the circle. It's there is such agreement here, whether you're approaching this from saving money or smaller government or we don't want wasteful spending or being sustainable and green. There's complete agreement here by the far right and the far left on this issue. It's just amazing.
It's really not a partisan issue at all. I mean, really at all.
Transcends politics. We're back into, I don't know where the other side gains their momentum. I mean,
yeah, it really is. It really is interesting in that. But we still are seeing a very concerted push, an effort on the part of Mike Gaffney as chairman and his supporters to push through this hundreds of millions of dollars for a new water supply.
And you really
that a water demand analysis might not substantiate.
Right, and let's remember here, I always like to remind people that this is not really about water supply. It is about water storage. It has nothing to do with...
Yeah, we have plenty of water supply.
Yeah, we have plenty of water supply.
This is for storage in case of a drought.
This is in case of a drought worse than we've ever seen, of biblical proportions. Should we be using twice the amount of water that we are today? I mean, it is beyond belief that we would take on that much debt for a project like this.
Let's go to the phones. Woody is on the program. Woody, I got time for one quick question. Go right ahead.
You all make me very glad. I just spent $501 for a new water pump for my well.
Good man, Woody.
I tell you, if you all could at least, you're doing a great job on the Albemarle and the Rivanna pronunciation. That's my thing.
Oh, I got you. Thank you.
I love you, Corey.
Rivanna. Thank you, Woody.
Thank you, Woody.
There you go. Richard Lloyd and Dede Smith, they are with Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan, online at sevillewater.info. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much, Corey.
When we get back, we're going to take a look at the 5th District race against Tom Perriello. This is Charlottesville right now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.